Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
People like myself, and I'm sure this includes many of you, are often portrayed as extreme, unrealistic, never able to compromise. We just want the moon on a stick. Indeed, just how listen to how wild we are, believing that a wealthy country like our own has the resources and talent to overcome its many problems and crises. That it's absurd that with so many riches that even one single child grows up in poverty, that we should be able to house our population in comfortable and affordable surroundings, that we can afford a health service that's world class with frontline staff who are paid well and treated properly, which doesn't condemn the ill and infirm to a lack of timely treatment and decent care, where all our services can meet our actual needs, where our infrastructure is modern, not falling apart, where workers have strong rights at work, decent pay and security, where we take seriously and take on a climate emergency which threatens the very future of our civilization, but in the process create good jobs, improve our living standards and live healthier lives. And just to throw in the unhinged extremism that I've already outlined, where maybe those things which are there to work for the interests of the public are run as such rather than cash cows for profiteers, where we don't become complicit too in the mass slaughter of innocent people, including thousands of children. What can I say? Lock us up. We're a menace with our wacky, dangerous ideas like the wealth created by the collective effort of millions of people should be fairly distributed, not sucked into the tax havens of the mega rich, and we shouldn't oversee mass murder. Now, being a socialist, I often feel, is being a moderate in a world defined by extremism. Now, anyway, the Labour Party's decided to wage war on those of us who believed in these outrages, but they've made clear in briefings to the Tory Telegraph newspaper who they do welcome. Now, the Labour Shadow Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, is doing a speech in the City of London that is for the very people who plunged Britain into catastrophe 16 years ago and made you all pay the price. Now, in this speech, she's talking about how Britain faces a 1979 moment. That's when Thatcher came to power, in which the next Labour government would work with businesses to create a decade of national renewal. She's praising what Thatcherism supposedly achieved, even as she suggests it should be more inclusive. I can see my cat there trying to read the auto cue. Kia, we can carry on. Praising what Thatcherism supposedly achieved, even as she suggests it should be more inclusive. In other words, more inclusive Thatcherism, whatever that is. Now, let's just listen to what Labour Shadow Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Darren Jones, has to say on all this.
I mean, look, good morning. Both Margaret Thatcher and Tony Blair delivered that decade of national renewal for our country in terms of economic growth and wealth creation.
Oh, great. So now the Labour Party is peddling lies about Thatcherism and what it actually did. No, Thatcherism did not deliver a decade of national renewal. Just a lie. Imagine lying to rehabilitate your party's supposed arch nemesis. Absolutely incredible stuff. The myth promoted by the right in this country is that the sick man of Europe, us, was cured by Thatcherism, slapping him about a bit, and lo, after terrible decline, came boom time. Woohoo. Not actually true, though. The average economic growth in the 1980s was exactly the same as the much benighted 1970s. The difference is, though, the growth of the 1970s was more equitably distributed, whereas in the 1980s, you got ruinous economic crisis, mass unemployment, devastatingly fast deindustrialisation, from which entire communities have still not recovered from, as well as that growth being less equitably distributed, with terrible consequences for those who are struggling. I would note, too, that this is taking into account the artificial boost given by the discovery of North Sea oil, which Thatcherism, by the way, fritted away, unlike, say, Norway, which ploughed the proceeds of oil into a sovereign wealth fund to invest in its future. That's been a triumph. So the same level of growth as the 1970s was propped up by something which didn't even have anything to do with Thatcherism. Now, the 1970s was a period of crisis, for lots of reasons, as it turns out, like the global oil shock of the early 1970s, triggered by Arab countries as punishment for support for Israel at the time, as well as, for example, the aftermath of the Vietnam War, in which the US government had decided to pay for carpet bombing Southeast Asia without raising taxes, causing economic problems which destabilised the international financial framework established after World War II, known as Bretton Woods. We could go on, but the point is the best period of growth we had in this country was the 1960s, when we had nationalisation of significant sections of the economy, much higher taxes on the well-to-do and big business, strong trade unions, we could go on. All the things we're told, incidentally, strangle economic growth. So why didn't that happen then? And yet since Thatcherism, we've had stagnant economic growth when we were told that releasing the restraints and liberating us from the dead hand of the state and collectivism would mean prosperity and all the rest. But that didn't happen. It just hasn't happened. The 1990s, average economic growth was significantly lower than 1980s, which, as we pointed out, was the same average growth as the benighted 1970s. In the 2000s, average economic growth was lower all over again than the 1990s. In the 2010s, broadly the same. But once again, all of this less economic growth, less equitably distributed, which is a big reason we've had the longest squeeze in living standards since the Battle of Waterloo. Now, I'd note from 2004 onwards as well, under the last Labour government, so 4 years before the financial crash, the incomes of the bottom half in this country actually stagnated, and the bottom third actually declined, which laid the foundations for a lot of the political turmoil we saw later on. So you can obviously see we've got a problem with the economic model, whoever's running the country, Labour or Tory, because New Labour accepted the fundamental underpinnings of Thatcherism. No wonder Thatcher once declared her greatest achievement was Tony Blair and New Labour, adding we forced our opponents to change their minds. So obviously, just looking at the basic facts, how is Starmer's Labour going to achieve anything significantly differently unless it abandons that model? That's the one continuity in all this, not who runs the country. Yet instead it's committed to the same arbitrary fiscal rules as the Conservatives, which locks in austerity, even as need increases. For example, an ageing population. And they've ruled out raising tax on the rich. They've even suggested they'll slash taxes on the rich. So where's the money going to come from? Now, not least given they've totally trashed their flagship £28 billion a year green investment plan. It's not looking what I would call great, is it? We've got all sorts of problems with our economy, from a crisis of productivity, the fact, you know, big companies sit on big cash piles without investing, which even our Prime Minister, a right-wing Tory, Rishi Sunak, admitted when he increased corporation tax, going against a very fundamental Tory principle when he did, on the grounds, as he conceded, that cutting corporation tax did not do what it claimed it would do. You give a load of dosh to big companies and they'll invest it. They didn't. They sat on it. Indeed, we've been saddled with all sorts of other problems. If you smash the trade unions so workers can't organise properly in order to get better wages, as well as terms and conditions, what you get is people trying to maintain their living standards with more debt. That's bad for the economy, let alone people's well-being. Now, the problem is they're offering Starmer's Labour less than New Labour, but in worse circumstances. Because in the late 1990s, you had economic growth and rising living standards. It was based on a financial bubble that went pop, I get it. But nonetheless, they were benign circumstances so they could keep the social peace. Now, sure, back then, New Labour said they'd stick to 2 years of Tory spending plans. But that was time of growth, so they could still invest more in public services. Plus, they then lifted that limit in favour of investment after those 2 years. They still aren't committed to that. And at least New Labour had anti-poverty measures, even if they weren't enough, like the minimum wage and tax credits. Not so with this lot. Instead, they're backing keeping the two-child benefit cap imposed by George Osborne that drives hundreds of thousands of kids into poverty or deeper into hardship. Now, the danger with all of this is disillusionment will grow and it'll be the far right who fill the vacuum. We can't let that happen. So, it's time to watch this space. Please like and subscribe. Do share this video. Keep the show on the road at patreon.com/owenjones84. Listen to a podcast. I will definitely speak to you soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.